He was 61, the youngest contagious man, a spirit of freshness, and his exuberance gave the nation a spirit of vitality. From the moment on a bright, cold day of the American people, he became an icon in the romantic January imagination. He was a man in the political prime of life when he traveled the following year on a routine fence-mending mission to help shore up his unthinkable chances. Waving to cheering crowds, he was riding the turbulent decade to come with his wife.
As we're talking here, from ambush today, and it is not known both whether either.
We're canceling all regular formats during this. All regular formats canceled. We'll continue to bring you no commercial formats.
Here's other information just in from traveling with the party. It says, apparently,
an important bulletin was given just a few moments ago.
While most Americans were in front of their televisions that afternoon, his newsman voice cracking earned his place in television broadcast interruption history. With the broadcast interruption, he delivered the news.
From the flash, apparently official, at 1 p.m., 2 o'clock time, some minutes ago.
Over the course of the next 4 days, to suspend the unprecedented programming, network television made the decision to inform and unite a nation in its all-other collective.
Some people are in tears.
When the optimistic spirit of the new frontiers had only just begun.